It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I promise you guys something very special, and we're going to do this right now. We're going to have the head basketball coach for North Carolina Central University, head coach Lavelle Moulton, is going to be joining us right now. What's going on, Coach? How you doing this morning?
Fellas, what's happening, man?
Good morning.
What's going on? Hey, you see Pam being shady?
What been like the fellas? I'm like, good morning.
Well, I had a special one for you, Pam.
Let me wait for it.
I said, fellas, good morning.
She don't know
the
how.
Beautiful, to... elegant Pam T. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning, King.
You know, we always separate you from them two guys right there because they got a little money now. I see the upgrades in technology. You know, so they done changed a little bit. They ain't the same no more.
That's right.
Come on, coach.
Like, when I tell you they got their own money.
They got their own money.
That is so true.
I say they got their own money.
I love that.
Man. Coach, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you. We got so many things. We're going to ask you, too, before you get out of here. We're going to ask you about your good friend, Coach in Pittsburgh. Boy, he did something pretty special. He's a good dude. But before we do any of that, you guys are doing the back-to-school stuff once again. Tell us about that, what you guys got going on.
Tomorrow at the Raleigh Boys and Girls Club, 605 Raleigh Boulevard, myself and P.J. Tucker. This is our 13th annual back to school community day, right? And so it's kind of trendy now for everybody to say, hey, we having a book bag giveaway. I think it's oversaturated, honestly, but we started this long ago and I did it from a personal place because, you know, my mother struggled with that weekend prior to going back to school. It was financially challenging for her to get a book bag for myself and my brother, school supplies, a haircut, some shoes so we could look fresh and feel good about ourselves and be incentivized about going back to school. And what I wanted to do was just have a big hub where I took care of all of those challenges and needs and thought processes for that community and said, listen, don't worry about that. We got that. And it's been great, man. So tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Raleigh Boys and Girls Club, myself and PJ Tucker, and we're going to give away 500 pairs of shoes tomorrow, man. And it'll be like 6 or 7 barbers on site, you know, cutting the kids' hair. We got manicures and pedicures for the young ladies. It's going to be free food. We're going to have raffle prizes where we're giving away tickets to TVs and things of that nature. So inflatable games and rides on the back, in the back of the building on a big acre of land. So It's going to be a great day, man.
Man, you're giving away TVs now.
That's the PJ side of it.
That's a great point. We're talking head basketball coach Lavelle Moulton of North Carolina Central University and the guy that's the only guy I know has his own mural downtown, has his own park. Everything, that's right. But everything I mentioned is very, very much deserving because he's done and continue to do some great things. Coach, you was raised up in the Raleigh Boys and Girls Club. Talk about that experience, and that's one of the reasons why you guys are over there a lot.
Man, it's crazy. I think in 40 years of my housing project existing on Lane Street, only 6 kids went to college in 40 years, right? Wow. And the commonality amongst all of those 6 kids, we all went to the Boys and Girls Club. Mm. Right. Mm. You know, and you guys from that era where we were latchkey kids. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we got home from school, our moms weren't there. So we had to figure out what we're going to do in that time frame. And the majority of problems that teenagers get in occurs during the hours of 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Grandma always said, an idle mind is a devil's playground.
That's true.
So what the Boys Club did for me, it became a safe haven. It became a place that beat the streets. Right. And this was during the inception of crack, too. Mm-hmm. So it was just complete turmoil in the Wild Wild West outside. Once I went to the Boys Club, it just provided me a safe haven where I could, you know, interact with kids from different socioeconomic backgrounds, kids that didn't look like me, and sports was pretty much the commonality, and it just was a place that raised me, and the motto was, it was a place that beat the streets, so it's truly served as that for me today.
Wow.
That's awesome. We are talking to NCCU coach Lavelle Moulton. I know we're talking about the back to school community day, but I also want to give you opportunity to quickly highlight what you're doing with the Raleigh Rays development.
Oh, that's incredible too. You know, with the new change in development, you know, they call it gentrification, right? And, you know, a lot of times right now, we don't have any affordable housing in Raleigh. That's I hate right. using the word affordable housing. I like workforce housing because we all live in affordable housing.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
Yeah. Right. So I like workforce housing. But my thing is, what good is it to have a community if the people that make up the community can't afford to live there, mm-hmm. right? You know, the community ain't about $10 lettuce wraps and $15 chai tea lattes, right? That's not it.
Hey, man. The people that,
right? It's the people. It's the people that made up the community, right? And, you know, the cafeteria workers at St. Augustine's, right? Bus drivers that drive your child to and from school, the policemen, the social workers, the teachers, you know, those people need to be able to afford to live in that community. So with Raleigh Raised Development, my partners, CJ Mann and Terrell Midget, we saw all of this coming and said, okay, why not just go back? Because we're seeing so many people rebuild our communities and profit off of it. Why not just go back and do that same thing and just continue to take the money that we profit from and instill it back into the community? So we got some housing developments coming up, some affordable housing projects. One of them really personal, the one on Lane Street, the housing project that I grew up in. We're going to have a 17-unit affordable housing project coming there. We're building a school in Blayton County. And we got some more wonderful projects. We got the Downtown South project that we're working on with John Kane. So it's part of the growth, the evolution that we need in our communities, right? Because if we don't have Black economics and ownership, then we'll always be in the same position that we were in 50 years from now.
That's awesome. And I also just want to point out what I thought was also great is what you're doing as far as there was an intern I saw highlighted that started out as an intern, but you're also giving them job opportunities. Now he's like in a major position.
Yeah. So we have an internship program, right? Because if we don't employ our own, then who will, right?
That's right.
So here we are, and everybody loves Atlanta, not to be long-winded, but everybody loves Atlanta for what it is now. But Atlanta just really became that way in the 70s because when they were building that airport, Maynard Jackson, shout out to Central, he was the mayor, and he said 20% of these contracts have to go to minorities, right? And so out of $400 million project, he created 18 millionaires from that project that was Black. And God knows how many thousandaires. And so they all took their money and built up their own communities. And now, voila, Atlanta is what it is now. Well, we need to do that in Raleigh, North Carolina. And to do that, we got some interns that look like us, young Black males and females that's working under us. And, you know, they're spending 2 and 3 years learning the business within our internship programs. And once they finish and complete the internship program, now we're hiring them. And that young man that you were speaking about yesterday, he's now the assistant superintendent for the project that we're working on in Clayton County. So that's how it is. One day he'll be promoted to manager and he'll be able to run the show. And we just continue to send the elevator back down and have a revolving door.
That's awesome, man.
Amazing.
Man. Once again, I feel under a company.
I'm like, right?
Once again, he done it once again. Man, I tell you, make sure you guys go out and support Head Coach Lavelle Moulton and P.J. Tucker in their 13th annual Back to School Community Day. Be tomorrow, August 20th, at the Raleigh Boys and Girls Club, 605 North Raleigh Boulevard, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Coach, you guys are always doing it big. You are always in the community. And you know what? You're setting the bar pretty high.
I know.
And I'm gonna have to see what I can do to catch up.
I know. But, K-Mac, you did mention, hey, Coach, I got to chime in on a couple of things. I'm a Raiders fan, but I tell you though.
I just lost Wi-Fi. I just lost reception.
Don't worry. He get ready to take by his side piece.
But my side piece is almost is getting ready to be the Steelers, man.
Hold on.
Come
that over again,
you're
a Raiders
fan.
Me and my side piece.
We got a show that you've been on before. One of our first, we got John Starworth come on tonight.
That's incredible.
He talked about the Steelers. He talked about HBCUs. He talked about the Rooneys. And then I got to look up and see Mike Tomlin, what he's doing for your foundation. And yesterday, you heard about why he was riding down the street, him and Najee, and the kids out there fighting. And he told me, get your butt in the car.
Get in his car.
They took him to the dog on practice field, and they had him running drills, Coach. Did you get a chance to catch that?
Man, I saw it. That's amazing, man. Right. Yeah. And it's only shocking to people that don't know Mike. Uh-huh. But just think about it. Like, it was funny to me because me and my childhood friends, we fought every day. So that's us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But imagine being in the street about to throw hands.
Yeah.
And a car pulls up and say, y'all ain't going to do that. Right. Get in this car.
Yeah.
And you look around and it's Mike Tomlin that's breaking up your fight between
right.
You
know, right. Right.
Like, come right. On. That just don't happen. But, you know, I'm telling you, man. Mike is a first-class, incredible human being. And he ain't do that for the cameras like I've been with him. That's what he does on a day-to-day basis, man. Mm. And a lot of it, he's from, you know, Newport News, yeah. Bad News, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he grew up that way, very similar to me. And when mm-hmm. you come from those circumstances, it's easily recognizable. Where another coach who probably didn't come from that environment
right.
just would make a right and go the other way.
Right.
We go to it and we know exactly what those kids need. And it's just a cry for attention to see something bigger and better. What he did expose those kids to something greater than their 4-block radius in their neighborhood.
Mm.
And now they'll go back and have a stronger appreciation for life.
Mm.
Wow.
Powerful.
Wow.
I'm gonna let it stay right there.
That's yeah, it. That's exactly, drop man. The mic.
Stay right there. But hey, look, but since you called Mike, tell Mike to call us.
Exactly.
Tell Mike to call us. You know, we want to talk to him too.
Real, like, I need him down here for. I'm like, man, you ain't never came to my.
I know, coach.
But the crazy thing with football, they season like.
Yeah.
Plus, he locked in on the season. He
yeah.
just locked.
Yeah, he locked in. Yeah.
You know, like his downtime is really my downtime. Yeah. So I'm like. Gracious, yeah. So it's hard, but
we're
gonna make it happen
yeah.
one day.
We're gonna get you on soon to talk about. You got a 7-footer over there, and I know the big season's coming up, but we just want to talk about what you're doing in the community yeah. and
that's
all
right.
this stuff today.
Beyond
but
the court,
right? We'll get you on soon. Talk about the other stuff, coach. You have a good day, man.
Man, I can't thank you enough. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
You.
Bye bye. Love you.
Yeah, man.
That's good stuff, man.
That's so cool. Hey, my thing is that because a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to hate. Listen to me now. Mm-hmm. When you're doing great things, some people look at that and they start hating on individuals. This dude here, we can lift this brother up, man. He is doing it. He's doing it. He's setting an example. He's changing lives. That's what it's all about, man. I love his platform. He's a great coach.
That's right.
But even a better person. So the sports show, we all over LaVell Bowden.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing.
Such yeah. a good dude.
I know.
Yeah,
you have good people and you got just good humans. That's
yeah.
a good human.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he stayed grounded, you know, staying grounded and connected to his community.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you don't really think about it. You know, a lot of people think, but give back. Sometimes you could do more for your community just by staying connected to your community.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
You know what I mean? Just by staying connected in a sense to where they can see what I know you're not trying to do anything special, but they can see beyond the limited 4 or 5-block radius
mm-hmm.
just by watching you.
That's right.
Right? And it means so much more to people that you have no idea the impact you're having, the effect that you're having. You don't know the grandmothers or, you know, the aunties that are using you as a point of reference
sure.
for young people. You don't mm-hmm. know the counselors that are using you as a point of reference. Say, hey, you know, LaVell Moulton sitting right here in the same seat you were in.
Exactly.
That's right.
Right? Well, so you never know who's using you as a kind of a motivational point or a point to a correctional point for some people
mm-hmm.
or just an encouragement point
sure.
mm-hmm.
for young people and some adults.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah
some
exactly.
adults.
Yeah,
just because you stay connected to your community, you don't have to do anything special. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to be famous. You can have a successful State Farm business.
Right. Just be in right. the community, though.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just stay connected to
yep.
your community, and I think it does. It speaks volumes. That's why another reason I think that and I know I'm gonna get in trouble with some of these church people, but you know the church model where you know the community church. And the impact that it had, because no matter where you went, and this is what growing up down south for
mm-hmm.
us,
mm-hmm. yeah.
no matter how successful you were where you went, you always came back to your home church
yes,
on Sunday.
Exactly. Exactly.
I do it
yep.
every Sunday.
Stayed,
yep. Yep.
Stayed
yep.
connected.
Yep. That's very true.
So you stayed
right
connected.
There.
So you yeah. may have stayed over yeah. there where yeah. Reese stayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Really? That's what we're doing.
You may have stayed over there where Reese stayed. You know, on the backside over there. Because I've been over there.
but
you still
come
went
home.
To church over here.
That's
right.
That,
I still do it. I stay here, I stay connected.
Because that was the glue of the community right there. That's you always kind of gravitated back to. That's a good point, man.
So
maybe we should retract what we said about him.
No, don't do that. Don't do it.
This whole week.
Yeah.
How's he been acting and stuff?
He might have just redeemed himself.
He finished up strong. Huh?
Yeah.
He said he came strong when he did. Bring it on, preacher. Come on. Come on, strong.
Bring it on home, preacher. Not preacher.
Preacher. This is your last point. And you said it three times.
Yeah, I know you said it. I'm almost done. Wait, say that. It'd be an hour later.
30 more minutes at least. Let me tell you about God.
You know what I'm saying about God?
There you go. Something about that. What was that song? Holy Ghost.
That's right.
As soon as he said it, everybody fall back. Woo! You like, really, bro? That's what we doing. That's what we doing today. See, that's why I don't think so. I don't have any friends that are pastors, because I would be.
Man, I got. That's not true.
I'll be a total.
Yes, you do.
Because I'll be a total.
No, you got some. I don't. I think they're a preacher. Yeah.
I mean, if you have you gotta think about it.
See what I'm saying?
If they're not watching.
Here's what I do know. I've never sat in front of them in a church.
Okay. There you go.
Because I'm probably going to say something crazy.
Either way, that's funny. That is so, so funny. But this weekend coming up, man, we got a big weekend. Get out. It's supposed to be nice weather this weekend, I think. Get out and enjoy yourself this weekend, huh?
You doing something special?
I have death in my family, so I'm going home.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to hear
that. So I'll be home this weekend.
Cadoris is going out to your family, seriously, on that. Yeah, I mean, you told me yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's going, because I think you had a family reunion planned, right?
Yeah, so the family reunion is canceled, but we'll just, go to the home. Rest in peace. His name is Frederick Rod Murdoch. He was actually a policeman in Sanford, North Carolina, just retired not too long ago,
Any big plans, Vicky, for you? Anything going on?
I'll give you one guess what I'm doing.
She's working.
Working. Every day.
We know exactly what Vicky's
doing. She works. Hashtag she works.
She's going to be working.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
You're a good partner. You work.
Well, thank you.
Come on, Pastor. It's 4 o'clock. Somebody just for I know. Aggressive. If you go past one, man, I'll be hot. Because football games be on. Anyway.
He got serious about that.
Look, I ain't gonna lie.
What?
Look, usually, up until about this week, church always went a little long at home. But for some reason, right about next week, it was on time.
Time to get out for the 1
church ended on time on a regular basis.
Football season.
No extra long winded service. He be in the middle of shouting. And all of a sudden, and that's all for the day.
Relive the best moments of The Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.